In the double room, we have agenda for today. So first of all, feedback on feedback. Second, we'll talk about the current version of agenda. And third one, the to-do list, so what we're going to do to improve our agenda and any other business. So first one, feedback on feedback. I sent it to you in email. So the just to remind you, the idea was, as you know, people, we ask them to provide feedback on the meeting and ask so what they think, what should be improved, and so on. So so far, we've always reviewed it and tried to meet their expectations, but we never responded officially to their feedback. And the idea was, well, at least to try to give them feedback from us on their feedback, just to show them that their opinion matters, and we're really trying to address all the wishes. So I sent you a draft of feedback on feedback. Andre has joined on the Adobe Room, so maybe he... Mm-hmm. Hello, who joined?
This is Hiro. Sorry to be late.
Oh, hello, Hiro. No, that's fine.
Hello, Hiro.
We just started.
Thank
so
you.
I sent you the first version of feedback on feedback. Have you had the chance to read it? And if yes...
Sorry, I got cut off.
Oh, okay. It's you again. Okay. So if it would be great if you could comment or add something, or maybe you have objections to what we have commented on the feedback. So any comments on that? No? Okay. So is it okay if we send it to... people to the community? So Alejandra is typing something. Hopefully she won't say no way. Please don't send it to anyone. Okay. So Alejandra says that she had read it and she thought it was okay. So very great. So if there are no other objections, so we'll send it to the community. So now, if you're in Adobe Room, Hiro, are you going to join us in Adobe Room?
Yes, of course.
Okay, great, because there we have the current version of Agenda. So Carolina has joined us, well, at least on in Adobe Room. Hello, Carolina. I hope you hear us. We just discussed the feedback on feedback. Do you have any comment on the document I sent, the feedback on the community feedback? So if, okay, Carolina apparently is speechless, so she can type. So, okay, Carolina has no comment. So good, the document will be sent to the community. So about the current agenda, sorry we didn't have... had an opportunity to hold an official teleconference meeting. Nevertheless, we worked hard on the agenda, and I sent you one of the versions, but now we have it even more improved. So, the beginning, or nothing specific there, we'll start with framework of interpretation update. And hello, Andre. Glad you joined, at least in Adobe Room. I hope you hear us. So framework of interpretation working group, they will have that's actually coming close to the end of their work. So I hope they will have something very substantial to present, and we also have some time to gather feeling from the room. Some input and what people think. Afterwards, we have 1 hour for a meeting with the ICANN board. Some specific questions regarding that they're still on their way, so I hope the counselors will decide on those, well, what to discuss with the board apart from framework of interpretation findings. So then we have, again, we have three sessions on internet governance. So the first one is 45 minutes long from 11:15 till 12 local time in London. And we'll start with well, some overview and various local, maybe not so local, initiatives. First, Desiree agreed to give an overview of current IG initiatives to normal people. So for many people, it's quite complicated to understand what it's all about. So Desiree will try to give a brief overview on that. Then we have two presentations from, one is from China, and another is from Celia. Celia will talk about free trade agreements and internet policy in Latin America, so I'm going to cover a bit from that region. So after that, we have 1 hour internet governance session two. And we're going to talk about the perspectives on enhancing ICANN's accountability process. This is going to be, well, the plan is to have it as a you know, interview session, just like one we had in the previous one was in, where were we last time?
Singapore.
Singapore, yes, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I was sure it wasn't Durban, but I couldn't remember the name of the place. Yes, Singapore. In Singapore, that was the first time, and actually it looks like people liked the approach. So, meanwhile, Alan has joined. Hello, Alan. That's fine. Good you joined. We're talking about current version of agenda. At the moment, we do not have any participants here. So if you have any ideas, you're welcome. But let's go through the entire agenda first. Then lunchtime, so there's no sponsored lunch, just lunchtime. And then we have joint meeting with the GAC. So Gabby, could you give us an update? Is this confirmed?
No, it's not confirmed. I know that they are going to see or will spoke to Heather this week about it. We sent in a couple of items. So it's not confirmed, but we I've booked that time slot. I'm not sure we're going to get it, but from our end, we did everything we can, and I'm just waiting for confirmation.
Okay. After the joint meeting with the GAC, we have a security session, just like last time in Singapore. There we have currently three potential presentations from .UK, from .MX, and we also have ICANN ISSR, information about the training programs. That's from ICANN. Again, coffee break, and then the usual stuff. IANA update, ICANN operational excellence, web accessibility projects. That's one of the requests we had for our meeting in Singapore, but we had to postpone it. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So then. The best part, we have a CCNSO cocktail, but there are still problems with sponsors. Is it so?
Yes, it looks a little bit better since the last call, but we still need sponsors. Yes, so if anyone wants to chip in, feel welcome to do so.
Yeah, it would be really great, especially from Europeans. Andre, I hope you hear me. So on Wednesday we'll start. With a new thing. For the first time, we're going to have a meeting with registrars. And this idea came from Don and Don's constituency, actually. I think his some of his members expressed an interest to meet with a registrar. So this is how we currently see this session. So what's the main idea? The main idea here is that registrars, they work with GTLDs and they work with CCTLDs. With GTLDs, it's more or less clear. So they have to follow MICAN rules. In case of CCTLDs, it's very complicated because, we are very proud of one size does not fit all statement because, that's true. Each CCTLD in some way is unique and is not like others. It works for us, but it's really complicated for registrars. And here we, that's the first trial, first time we come together and we start discussing things. And see if we can standardize this one size does not fit all, and if we can, how we can, if we cannot, we just say, okay, sorry, dear registrars. There's nothing we can do, but if we can, so maybe we could discuss what are the most hottest issues that need to be solved. For example, some issues with security, like authentication, two-way authentication, maybe registrar accreditation or something. Something that we could help our registrars with. So the idea is to have three, maybe maximum four representatives from registrar community and from CCTLD community. So currently we have Michele from Black Knight, Peter Larsen from Larsen Data, and so we need at least one more representative from registrar. So, but Michele, he's chief registrar, their community. So he will talk to other registrars and ask who is interested to join. Meanwhile, we have a chat going on in Adobe Room, and Carolina wrote that this is a great idea. And in February, they at LACTLD had marketing workshop, and registrars were invited, and it was a great experience. Patricio is trying to get to Adigo, but apparently they do not accept his conference ID, which is, let me see, is 5258. So, I'm from CCTLDs. Currently we have Giovanni has accepted this challenge, and he's the one who also started this initiative in center board here. He's on center board, and he also promoted this initiative there. So let's see what he has to say. And Don is trying to invite maybe those CCTLDs that were interested who requested something like that in the first place. So let's see how it works. If you have any ideas or if you're interested, maybe you could step forward and join this panel. What we do not have here, though, we don't have a chair, and we need a really very good chair for this one because I really would like to avoid any bloodshed. So it would be really good to have somebody really good. So Carolina wanted to say that the whole idea of having a registrar session was something that the four regional. Okay, sorry, it wasn't Don's idea there, but Don pushed for it. So you were not so. Don pushed, and so we have it. Okay, so you liked the panel was very good. So, next one. Last time in Singapore, we had a marketing session, right? This time we decided not to have marketing session, but to have something like legal and policy session. Here we have, at the moment, we have three presentations. One will be from Stefan Belzel from DINIC, and he will going to talk about some legal innovations, legal activities in Germany, or maybe I'll try to convince him to give an overview how he feels, how does legal development in European region are, in which direction they are going, because Stefan is also a chair of legal and legal and regulatory workshop in center. So he really has some overview on what is going on in different European CCTLD. So I hope that he will give a good presentation. So Youngham also supports registrar session. Good. Thank you for your support. Carolina, I think that excellent moderator would be EB. What's EB?
Crystal Peterson
from .co. Okay, we can try to. Gabi, would you?
I can ask her.
Okay,
that's the lady who gave the presentation on the marketing.
Okay.
In Singapore.
Okay, good. Okay, so she had a good performance at the Lácteo di Guatemala meeting, and Alejandra agrees with Carolina. Mm. Okay, good. So, Youngham, the question is, would it be appropriate for us to deal with the jurisdiction issue during this session? You mean registrar session? Registrar session, I don't think we will touch on. Okay, no, okay. The next session. Next is legal and policy session. Yes, if you have anything in mind, because we perhaps have time. Okay, maybe not. Three presentations, 45 minutes.
We maybe should add, Katrina, that we don't know if Neil Dundas will agree on presenting.
Yes. That one of the idea was to hear how it's going on with .Africa, so what are the problems there. This is one of the ideas. So this was an issue during Net Mondial jurisdiction. Yeah, it is. There is definitely an issue, and perhaps for this could be actually a good idea for a panel discussion, maybe, because to find some common ground on this, we really need some discussion, and maybe that's a good idea to keep in mind for a session in LA. Oh, that's just an idea. But I agree with Youngham, this is really a problem. Again, I think to properly address it, we really need a discussion.
I'm sorry, Katrina, can you clarify what this is?
For example, each CCTLD is has to work according to local laws, for example, right? And if something is happening, then we have to solve the issue according to legal to local laws.
I thought you were talking about something in a legal session. Okay, I got it.
No, that's one of the. This is really a problem because when we have an issue, we always have to decide which laws to apply. So Eberhard has a hand on. So, yep.
Yeah. As much as I like Neil Dundas and the South Africans, what does this have? What does North Africa have to do with CCNSO?
Yes, it has. It has nothing to do with. This is a new GTLD, in this case, why we thought this could be interesting for CCTLD is because, in case of Africa, for example, there are many CCTLDs, right, and still there is agreement between at least some African countries to have this top-level domain for .Africa. So we thought that this could be interesting to CCTLDs. Maybe it's not. Sorry?
You are aware that there is a hold on .Africa because of internal...
Yes.
So do we really think we should give, as much as I am supporting this particular applicant personally, do you really think it's the right thing to have on a GTLD that is contentious, have one side...
Well, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. It was just one of the ideas. Because, for example, one of the CCTLDs, at least one of CCTLDs, is supporting this application, right? Maybe several CCTLDs are supporting this application, and this could be. This is one of the ways.
I'm just saying, this is a really .Africa at the moment is really contentious, and it's not having much to do with CCNSO.
Well, yes, maybe it doesn't. Well, apparently it does not have anything to do with CCNSO. But that's one
if
of
I
the.
May,
yep.
If I may, Patricia, I'm not really very familiar with the legal issues, the particular legal issues that Africa is facing. But I would say that if those legal issues are in some way relevant to legal issues that CCTLDs might face, then it would be relevant. Otherwise, I wouldn't think it is.
Okay.
No, there is no legal issue that they're facing. They have applied for a GTLD. I can have given it to them, but and then the other applicant has submitted an objection. The objection was mixed. And then they have submitted a further objection, and then the independent review panel has put the application on hold because I cannot comply with its internal procedures. This has nothing to do with GTLD, with CCNSO. So
That doesn't seem relevant for the CCTLD.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and Yangam supports Patricio's view. Well. Okay, we can skip it, but in this case, we really need another presentation for this session.
I am only an observer. I'm only making observations.
Yeah, that's true, but Patricio agreed and Yangam supported. In any case, we need another presentation for this session, and we need from... It's really great to have it from other, not non-European region. That's why actually Africa came up, and that's how we ended up with .Africa. If you have any other suggestions, it really would be great. So you know your regions.
Oh, Katrina.
And,
It's Alan here.
Yes.
So with Center and actually with Carolina, we've been working on a little paper on CCTLDs working with their national governments with respect to ITU meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, we could do maybe 10, 15-minute overview of that paper. I think it'll be ready by London. So... Yeah, we could. I think that would fit the slot. What do you think, Carolina?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Carolina, I can hear you, but
hi.
Oh no, she can speak. Yes, yes.
Yes. Hi. Hi there. Yes, I find that the paper, it will be a great opportunity to share some thoughts on the outcome of the paper in at this meeting, but I'm not sure whether the legal and policy session might be the best one, or maybe we could use a little slot in one of the internet governance panel sessions or roundtables or something at the meeting, since it's more about internet governance items. I'm not sure, like, how we would frame the legal and policy bit, well, that they can see it, but not the legal one in this slot.
Sure.
Well,
I, I take the
Can
point.
I just say, I did not understand anything that was said. Maybe
yes.
You should take the microphone further away from your mouth.
I think it
was poor voice quality. This is it's just probably just the internet connection or the microphone.
Yeah, but yeah, I also had some problems with understanding. But I think that the main idea was that Carolina thought it was more about internet governance than for legal this session. Did I get it correctly? Yes.
Yes,
so,
that's fair.
Like,
yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Could you perhaps send me an exact name and the name of the presenter and perhaps a short summary, two or three lines,
sure.
about this? So,
sure.
So I'll update the agenda then.
Okay. Happy to do that.
Thank you.
So, Alan, do you agree with Carolina?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's. I agree. I was
okay.
more... it's just that if you had some space there, you could shoehorn it in. It's not the most appropriate place to do it, however, so I agree with her.
Okay. Any other ideas then?
Katrina, maybe wouldn't that fit under this first session on Tuesday?
Actually, I was thinking about the same, but we have only 45 minutes there, too.
Yeah.
So not sure. We
to be honest, I'm not. I think the Chinese for the. I think they just wanted a very short time. I will double check. But
yeah, it would be. It would be really good to double check. And if it's really short, then we can have another 10-minute presentation.
Exactly.
Okay.
Perfect.
Very good then. Any other suggestions from for a legal and policy session here?
Well, if we're going to fit this into the internet governance session one, we still need something to replace South Africa.
Yeah, exactly. And it would be good to have something legal or policy related from non-European regions. Any suggestions? Yangam is asking about internet governance session number one. What is the difference between overview and initiative? No difference. It's just
I can tell you. For instance, Desiree is going to give an overview of what's happening. In the internet governance world. Whilst if you look at the .cn presentation or Celia's presentation, these are initiatives actually that countries are doing related to internet governance. These are actions, things that are going on in their countries. Well, Desiree is just going to give an overview, explain what's going on in this world.
Okay. So Yangam, did Gabi answer
your
question?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
I actually have some comments about this as well, because when we talk about internet governance, it seems that this topic is being discussed in various other fora as well, and I'm wondering if we should just focus on the CCNSO internet governance initiatives or if we should try to cover the general gamut. Including maybe even the ITU Plenipot.
Yangam, I think that Desiree is going to cover.
I think Desiree is going to cover
what's going on in general, whilst .cn and they're more covering what's going on in the nation level.
Okay, so Desiree is going to be covering...
she's going to explain what's going on in the different forums that are currently active.
Okay.
Or at least about the recent developments. Let's see. We haven't received... she just agreed to give a presentation, but we haven't received the summary yet.
One
Yep.
Can I speak? Yeah. One thing that I think we should be aware of is the fact that during that Mundial, there were specific countries that were actually pretty much against the outcome of Net Mundial, and that is something, that is a phenomenon that is very real and that we should discuss and that we should be aware of. So I just wanted to make sure that was something that we were kept informed about.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Yangam, for your comment. So, meanwhile, Alan has provided the title for the paper and a suggestion for the session on Tuesday morning. But there's still no idea who is going to present, and apparently there's a volunteer. Alan, you're going to present. At least you're nominated by Carolina. Let's move on.
But of course he has been volunteered.
Yeah, well, that was an irony, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, then we have the most favorite session. It's CCTO, the news session. So I sent you a summary of the presentation. So any objections? And Yangam, I think, yes, you could chair the session. But there are going to be presentations. We're not going to discuss anything, just for you to note. So no objections. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 presentations for new session. Then there's a 30-minute. Maybe you won't need so much. 30 minutes regional organizations update, lunch, and then there's the internet governance session number 3, and that's going to be a discussion on IANA stewardship, transition, and accountability. And for this session also, at the moment, we do not have any participants, any panel set yet. So that's a short summary. Now we can think about the internet governance session. So are there any ideas, any suggestions? Who could participate? Alan, just a short comment on Alan's note in chat on Dobby Room. He proposed Samantha Dickinson. The problem is that we tried to approach Samantha Dickinson. Well, she agreed to give a presentation in Singapore, but unfortunately we had to turn her down because of this NTIA announcement. And then we had to, as you remember, we had to change the agenda completely, at least those sessions on internet governance. So unfortunately there was no slot left for her presentation. I was really sorry for that because I really enjoyed reading her blogs. So we tried to approach her for a London meeting, and unfortunately we haven't received any replies from her. So apparently she has something better to do, and she's not willing to. Well, at least she didn't. She hasn't agreed to give a presentation. So there's nothing I can do to force her. In that case, so Alan agreed to give a presentation. Regarding internet governance sessions, any ideas who could be discussion panels and who could be interviewers and who can get interviewed during governance session on Tuesday, as you see, from 12 till 1. Matthew. For Alan suggests that Matthew could be one of the panelists, or is that for internet governance session 2?
Yes, it's just that he has been following things very closely, and
I think he has
a very good and analytic perspective on things. So I think he would be good as either even a moderator or, if not, just as a participant, you know, just from the community.
Yeah.
You know, I think there should be one person from the community.
Well, if we organize it as an interview, yeah, I think he could be one of the interviewers, right, because he can ask some nasty questions. And
more probing questions.
Okay, yes. Okay, so Matthew, good, that's a good idea. Milton is another idea from Youngham. We already had Milton not so long time ago. Of course, we can have him as well, and we had Teresa, and yes, we can invite her again. Okay, let's just think about some more candidates you'd like to see on panels, and if somebody comes to your mind, just share it on the list. So that's a short overview. Any other questions regarding or suggestions regarding agenda, current version of agenda? Well, it looks very nicely shaped, but we still need some gaps to fill. And apparently Bart is working on internet governance sessions too. So he couldn't join us.
So since we don't have anyone to fill the legal session yet, shall we just go ahead and try to find someone, or does anyone have any ideas?
Yeah, it would be good if Carolina or Youngham or Eberhard, you as observer, maybe you can recommend somebody from your region who could be a good candidate for a legal and policy session. So if somebody
who is coming, eh?
Yes, of course. Yeah, it would be a good. Yeah, it's a prerequisite, I'd say. Okay, please think about it and just write it in chat or send it to the mailing list or directly to Gabi or me. Okay, so thanks. Next one, that's now we're already there. It's to-do list, so who is going to do what? So, Carolina Youngham, Eberhard, Hero, please think about good legal people who could give an interesting presentation on legal or policy people who could give interesting presentations on the subject. Then, what else do we need? Okay, yes, also please think about the possible participants for internet governance sessions. Maybe you would like to participate yourself, so that's one of the ideas. So anything else on the to-do list for our nice?
Yes, we
nice
have Alan.
Members of
Alan, you're to send me
a blurb.
And I'm
a summary,
to contact.
Yeah,
exactly. And I'm to contact Crystal Peterson.
Okay, that's good. Carolina has to leave, unfortunately. Yes, and she will. She has noted on her to-do list to think about people. Any other business? I have some information on any other business. Alan is putting together guidelines for moderators and panelists. So I hope we will quite close to the final version, and I hope we'll. Alan, when do you think you could?
I'll do that this morning. I mean, North America time.
Yeah, I responded to you.
Yeah, I saw that. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. So, when do you think we could finalize and send to the list?
Well, what I'll do is I will send it to you in the next hour, and then you can send it up. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. So we discussed this with Byron and Alan in Singapore, that it's really necessary to educate not only our presenters but also our chairs and our moderators, just to give to help the audience get involved and help the presenters to deliver presentations at their best. Any other business from others?
I have an issue, and I just wanted to ask when I can put out the first draft agenda. I'll do the small changes that we have, but I think we should post it as soon as possible, and
yes,
we always, you know, make updates. But I just wanted to know when it is okay with you. Can I do it now, or should I do it wait till next week?
It is okay with me. What about others? Do you have any objections? Well, I think, just maybe remove this .Africa presentation then.
I'll do that, and I'll add the presentation of Carolina Allen.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
and please ask guys from .cn if it's really a very short.
I think that's what they said, so I will double check.
Okay.
Are everyone happy with me posting this as soon as possible? Because we will do updates all the time, but I think it's good for the community to, you know, have a flavor of what it looks like as soon as possible.
I agree.
Thank you.
And thanks a lot to Alejandra for taking care of putting everything on Google Calendar. So that's really very helpful and very, very, very important and useful. So, if there are no more any other businesses, then thank you very much for joining today and for participating so actively. I'm really looking forward to receiving some feedback from you on the to-do list. So, if somebody comes to your mind. So thanks a lot, and I hope, I think we will exchange information via our mailing list. If there's something really urgent that comes up, then we can have another call. But at this moment, I think we're quite okay. What's your feeling? Is there a need for another call? Okay, at the moment nobody sees it, then I think if something comes up, then we decide on the call. Okay, so thank you very much, and if we don't meet on a telecall, then see you all in London.
Thank you. Thank you, Katrina.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
See you in London.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.